Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. To say that we are living under an avalanche of fresh Maryland tomatoes is quite an understatement. They are everywhere, and each year we see more and more different varieties. One way of storing away this abundance is to put up tomato sauce, something we talked about on the show before. And Chef Dre Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, if we're going to talk about homemade tomato sauce, we should talk about homemade pasta.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're not making pasta at home, you're cheating yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, we do the pasta classes at the school, and inevitably the comment is, I never knew it was that easy. I thought it took a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can knock out enough pasta for 8 people in 15, 20 minutes, no
yeah.
problem.
Yeah.
So traditionally, I think what you're going to have at home would be what we call a sheeter. If you're using a machine, a pasta sheeter, you know, it's the one that has basically two opposing cylinders. You can either hand crank it or they sell attachments for mm-hmm. your mixers. But that generates sheets of pasta. And for that, the recipe is relatively simple and easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, the pasta dough,
mm-hmm.
I think there's some special flours that work better than others on this.
You know, I think, so there's conversations about 00 flour,
exactly.
of course,
yeah.
which is very expensive. And I'm probably going to get yelled at for this. In all honesty, I can't tell the difference when
okay.
we use a good all-purpose flour as mm-hmm. opposed to 00. Now, there's semolina flour, which is the much coarser grind. Now, that does add some different complexities to your pasta. It's, if you're using an extruder, which is what makes like the different tubular shapes like mm-hmm. penne and things like that, it's almost 100% semolina flour in that
oh,
recipe.
Okay.
But the sheeter actually does better, I think, with the majority of all-purpose flour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a simple recipe, too. I mean, we 1, 2, 3, 4 is what we call it. It's 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of olive oil, 3 cups of flour, and 4 eggs. So 1, 2, 3, 4. You can, if you're on Chopped and you're in trouble, you can make pasta.
It does come together very, very quickly.
Yeah, we do it in a bowl. It's, you know, just beat the eggs and mix in the flour and the salt and the olive oil, and you have a dough.
Are there any variations to the basic pasta dough that we could make?
Well, the egg component is an interesting discussion. If you go to La Scala, Nino Germano only uses whites, so not whole egg. If you go to Thomas Keller, he only uses yolks,
uh-huh.
Which is a very egg, you know, noodle-ish pasta.
Right.
I prefer whole eggs, but that's certainly a conversation that could be had. And then, of course, flavoring the pasta is a whole nother complexity unto itself that we
right,
tend not to get
right.
involved in, but certainly there's variations on that.
Spinach being, I guess, the most popular.
Spinach, or you know, there's red, white, and green. There's the tomato.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Saffron actually is a nice way to season your pasta, but yeah, of course, there's tons of things.
Now, if I'm rolling out these sheets mm-hmm. of pasta, the usual machine lets you make a fettuccine kind of like, and sort of like a spaghetti thing. Are there any other shapes that are easy to do at home?
Well, I mean, with the sheets, you can go from the thinnest of angel hair up to the widest of pappardelle, right?
Right, yeah.
Right. But you can also use them to make raviolis. You can use the sheets to make tortellinis. They actually make great lasagna without even cutting them or dealing with them. But you're kind of limited with the sheet to those types of shapes.
So, Jerry, talk about the amount of pleasure you get from making these things.
Oh, I mean, once you eat fresh pasta, you'll never buy the dried product ever again.
It's just wonderful.
I agree.
And you can cook it immediately.
Yes.
Which is,
in
which
2 minutes.
One of the best parts.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.